Dave, let's begin with a little bit of basketball. And what's the fan thinking on Mike White? Because personally, I thought he had a good run until the end of the season.
Yeah, Bill, if you would have asked me back in February if this team would have made the tournament and got a win in the NCAA tournament, I would have told you no. I didn't think at that time they would have even made the tournament with the way they were playing. But, you know, they went on a five-game winning streak, played LSU tough, beat LSU two out of the three times that they played them, and that helped them get in the tournament by beating LSU in the SEC tournament. You know, I think when you look at it as breaking it down of where they were at one point this season and then being able to make the tournament and get a win, I think you can kind of somewhat, you know, consider it a success looking at it that way. But if you do want to look at the season as a whole, and Gator fans have a lot more expectations now for the basketball team ever since, you know, Billy Donovan come in and did what he did with two back-to-back national championships and deep tournament runs. But, you know, look, his last season there, the Gators didn't make the tournament, and Mike White had to take over and then made an Elite Eight run 2 years after that. So, Bill, the fan base is split. I know we kind of touched on it last week, but it kind of, of course, came to a head this past week after Florida lost to Michigan. You know, in the second round of the NCAA tournament. So it begs the question, you know, what do fans want? What are the expectations? And next year is going to loom large. And I'm not going to say if he doesn't live up to expectations. The expectations are going to be large next year with the recruiting class that they're bringing in, with the good freshman nucleus that they already have. So expectations are going to rise. And I'm not going to say if he doesn't live up to those expectations he's done or anything next year. But I think next year is that kind of year where the trend maybe kind of starts. If they have a big season next year, you know, then I can see Mike White being here for a long time at Florida. If next year doesn't live up to the expectations, then it may be the start of a downward trend, and who knows how long he'll be at Florida after that.
Gator Dave with us. Gator's Breakdown is his podcast. We'll let you know how you can get that. What is happening with spring football?
Felipe Franks still playing with that chip on his shoulder, Bill. Saturday, kind of the biggest thing that happened. And, you know, it wasn't really that big. You know, it's spring practice, and I'm sure the guys are kind of hitting each other. But Felipe Franks gets, you know, what would be a would be sack in a real game, and then jawing it with the defender Zachary Carter. And then next thing you know, Zachary Carter turns around, and Felipe Franks zings the ball in the back of his helmet. So, you know, then the next play later, Franks, knowing he can't be hit, really as the quarterback, tried to run through some defenders. And, you know, the staff kind of put it to rest after that. They let the team kind of split up and did some more drills to kind of calm everything down. But, hey, that's what kind of Franks, that's kind of the guy he is right now. He plays with the chip on his shoulder. That's when we saw the switch get flipped last year in that South Carolina game and shushing the crowd. And you saw after that he played much better. So if that's what it takes for Felipe Franks to kind of get amped up and ready to play and maybe do a little bit of trash talking and play with a hot head, if that's what it takes to be successful, then I don't think fans really care or matter all that much. But, you know, we'll see, Bill. It is just spring practice, but he's looked the best I've ever seen him with that open practice on Saturday, and is making throws that I haven't necessarily seen him consistently make in the past. A lot more confident, a lot more in control of what he's doing. And, you know, I kind of expect big things and another big step for Felipe Franks coming into to this fall. It's going to be interesting to see, Bill, how fast this offensive line can kind of come around, because I really think that's kind of the final piece of this offense right now. If they can get their starting five and get a couple pieces behind him, 7-8 deep on this offensive line, and Florida can be a pretty good team next year.
Did you go Waldo or did you go I-10?
Let's see. Since I moved to the south side of Jacksonville, I go straight up into Starks. So I don't necessarily, you know, I have to go that way a little bit through Waldo and all that. But yeah, it's not as bad as it used to be, Bill.
Yeah, I need to do that again. I need to revisit that trip again. It's been a while since I've navigated the streets of Waldo into Gainesville. I also know what it's like to go Gainesville back through Waldo to get to Jacksonville, knowing that if I have one wrong move, I miss my flight. I know that feeling, too. I've been there.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of construction around that way, too, to kind of get it straight to more to I-10 as well. So we'll kind of see what happens around there.
Any items worthy of noting in recruiting?
Bill, DeMarcus Bowman, the big five-star running back, you know, from Lakeland. A lot of Clemson visits lately, and also going to, it looks like we'll also be, he was visiting Clemson yesterday, and probably going back to their spring game as well, I believe, in a couple weeks. So, you know, that's going to be Florida's main competition for getting, you know, the five-star running back out of Lakeland. And, you know, Florida's had a lot of luck and a lot of success getting kids out of Lakeland. But, you know, Clemson right now, with the way they're recruiting for this upcoming class, they're on a different level, Bill. And they may push for, you know, one of the best classes ever when it's all said and done and what Clemson's doing on the trail. So, you know, Mullen and the staff's going to have their work cut out to kind of keep Bowman local. I think he's a player that Florida, you know, for optics of it and just to get a legit five-star playmaker on the roster. Bowman is that guy. Kayvon Lee is another running back that decommitted from Florida, but I still think he's well in the mix of maybe getting back in the fold. So, you know, Bowman and, you know, a lot of people, Bill, you've heard the moniker, of course, when following recruiting is follow the visits. And Bowman is visiting Clemson a lot, and it looks like another visit upcoming as well.
Tell everybody how they can get Gators Breakdown.
You get Gators Breakdown on newsforjax.com/GatorsBreakdown. And Bill, last episode, we had Dan Mullen in town in Jacksonville last week. So an episode about that. And then open practice this past weekend as well, where, you know, Will Miles and I dive into even more of Felipe Franks and the team as they're going through spring practice. And Bill, coming up this week, Gators Breakdown will get its 1 millionth listen. So I want to thank you for kind of helping me broadcast that and getting the word of Gators Breakdown out, but I can't thank the followers and fans and listeners enough of making Gators Breakdown a success.
Now, I thought, was it Will Miles or somebody else? I thought he retired.
That's Bill. Bill Sykes.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. That's Bill. I forgot. I knew one of those guys retired on you, so I couldn't figure out which one it was. There you go.
Yeah, he might make a special appearance or two coming up. But,
he won't be. He will not be able to stay retired. He's like a coach. It's not going to last.
he's enjoying the fishing life right now, Bill.
I understand. Dave, appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Bill.